Thanks, everybody. In just a minute, Carl gets nominated for a Best New Artist Grimy in our Listener Limerick Challenge. That was Grammy, but with the vowel change, so it sounded like rhyme. Grimy. Just pointing it out. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Tom, the scientific journal Nature published a commentary last week saying that a grave threat to our health should be regulated as a dangerous and toxic substance like alcohol or tobacco. What is it?
Well, coffee would be too easy.
That would be too easy. Although sometimes coffee has it in it, depending on your taste. People poison themselves by putting it in their coffee?
Milk?
No.
Sugar.
Yes, sugar.
Sugar, seriously.
Sugar. Sugar is a poison. It doesn't just make us fat, say the scientists in Nature. It's that eating it in the quantities we do nowadays is actually poisoning us. The problem, they say, is that humans evolved to love sugar, but prehistorically we couldn't easily get it. Honey, an example they give, was guarded by bees, right? So you couldn't get it all the time. So one solution they're suggesting, you can keep selling cupcakes on every street corner, but every cupcake must be topped by angry scorpions.
That wouldn't keep me off it.
Really?
No.
You were like, ow, ow, that was a good cupcake.
And I'll bet you the bees didn't keep the Neanderthals out of the honey.
Probably
either.
Not. Well, it made them think about it. We were talking about this because you remember what was 40, 50 years ago when the medical reports first came out that, you know, tobacco was bad for you, say, and at the time people were like, oh, come on. So is that where we are now? Well, like 20 years from now, we'll be telling our grandkids, well, you're not going to believe this, but when we were younger, you could eat sugar on airplanes. Oh, for a while, they had sugar-eating sections. If you sat near them, you'd get, like, secondhand cavities. Let me tell you, it was terrible.
I'll tell you something. If sugar is poisonous, then I am the strongest woman in the world.
Yeah, I'm Iron Man.
Yeah. I love sugar.
Poison seems harsh. Poison? Poison? Is that like in action movies, like the villains are going to be slipping sugar into the hero's cocktail? I've poisoned you, Mr. Bond. No, I expect you to diabetes.
What's this idea of poison? Somebody's going to poison James Bond with sugar, and then they're going to call back to their headquarters and say he should be keeling over in about another 50 years.
Yeah. Paula, according to the New York Times, a number of cities in Europe are arguing over which of them has the honor of hosting what?
Can I have a hint?
Yes.
I never ask for a hint.
They're trying to take the title away from the city of Pisa.
That they have the most crooked building.
Exactly right.
Oh,
other
boy.
Cities say that they have the leaningest tower. Thanks to some renovations in Pisa, the leaning tower there, it's no longer the leaningest tower, so other towers are vying for the title. One observer pointed out that the severe lean in the Tower of London, for instance, but that observer was just really drunk and lying on the ground. Turns out, dangerous flaws are all the rage in the European tourism business. Buildings all over Europe are vying to be named the toxicest mold, the flamingest roof they want. Poor Italy, though, in one year they lost the leaningest tower and the sexual harassiest prime minister. So no reason to visit Italy anymore.
I love Berlusconi. What was it this week he said, I'm not a playboy, I'm a playman?
That's what he said. He was defending his record. Gave a long interview.
Doesn't having the leaniest
tower...
sort of a, you know, finite thing, because at some point the thing is just going to go over.
That's the trick. You want it to lean, but not too much, because if it leans too much, then you have the falling downiest tower.
It's like our chairs in the fourth grade.
Yeah, it's like, who can go back? Who
exactly. Exactly. You're cool if you can lean back, but if the chair goes all the way, then you are dork of the month. That's bad.
Tom, this week, the New York Times detailed a trip to one of Europe's most exciting theme parks. What is it?
Well, Euro Disney's the low-hanging fruit, but that's probably not it.
No, the reason they wrote about it, it was because the person who this was built in honor of, it was his 200th birthday.
This week. Oh, that must be the Dickens.
Yes. They went to Dickens World.
There's a Dickens World. Is that kind of like Dolly World? With Oliver.
It's a little bit like that.
The ride, the Oliver Twist. I've seen that. Yeah.
Who hasn't opened a copy, say, of Oliver Twist and said to themselves, if only I could journey to that miserable orphanage Well, now, thanks to the Dickens World theme park in England, you can. Do you like soot? They've got it.
Yeah.
Do you like chemical smell pots that waft the stench of organ meats and rotting cabbage around the park? They got that, too.
Seriously.
Do you like powder sugar-covered fried cholera balls? No, they don't have those. The creators are proud of the Great Expectations Flume Ride, which is real and really does splash down into a sewer. Some visitors have been offended by the signs on some of the rides that read, "You must be at least this hungry to ride this ride."
I mean, what do we answer that with? Like a smallpox farm in Maine? Or
We were trying to think of what would be more attractive, like Kafka World. You just stand in line. You never know what for, and you never get there.
And sometimes people cut in front of you.
Yeah.
Throw your hands in the air if they say it's trying to rage your frigid air for food, glorious food, cornballers and busters. And throw your hands in the sky, it's please find it's for the boss or for my lungs.